There's one. Set for stun.
Hi, I'm Jay. This is my hetero life mate, Solid Five.
Inconceivable!
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
And welcome to another edition of The Unique Geek. I am your host, John, and with me for these 40 days of podcast, 40 days of podcasting? No, 40 days of DragonCon, 40 days to DragonCon, whatever it is.
at this point.
there's been a lot of them at this point. Joining me is, of course, that's Lee. Lee, how you doing?
Hi, guys. How is everyone? I hope everyone's happy. We're 9 days from DragonCon. Lee's a little manic, but it'll be okay. Because John is going to buy me a Cosmo as soon as he sees me, right?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
You're going to, like, meet me with a Cosmo in your hand, right?
Well, you're implying that I would know how to make a Cosmo.
No. You're going to buy it at the bar.
Yeah, not the DragonCon prices. Are you crazy? Anyway.
Oh, that's true. All right, point. Point.
I'll give you 20 bucks and still be ahead of the game. What was I going to say?
I am not that cheap. All right.
What has changed in the last day since we've talked? Anything?
Since the last time we talked?
Is the schedule out yet?
Okay. We have an update on something, and this is still being worked out. So if anybody wonders what's going on, but there is a new policy at DragonCon. They are only going to have flyers for
those
who are outside of track rooms. They are only going to have flyers in the Sheraton. This is still being worked out. But if you are a participant in a track at this point today, when we podcast this, we're still being worked out. So you're probably going to be able to put flyers in a track room if you're a track panelist or you're giving a talk. Otherwise, all of your flyers have to go to the Sheraton, and they're going to have a space for it where registration is. And the reason for this, people are saying, what's the reason all of this? The reason for this is a lot of paper kind of gets all over con. It gets very messy. It doesn't look good. And we want to try to keep it clean.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and I'm of two minds of this. First of all, personally, I get what they're going for because yes, those tables have become kind of a wreck, and everyone just kind of pushes things around, and
it just drops there. You have no idea what's there.
Yeah. So of that, and, you know, I also question the usefulness of putting anything on those tables at that point. Anyway. But the other thing putting it in the Sheraton actually is kind of, I get it because that's where the registration is, but most people, you know, unless you're the first person to register, you're not going to be able to put your stuff out and, you know, do whatever cross promoting you're trying to do, that someone's going to see it. So by the time, you know, Saturday rolls around, if you're only like a weekend person, you know, there's no one over there except those couple of weekend people. So Sheraton is kind of out of the way for that location. I get it. I get that they're trying to clean everything up, and it does kind of get to become a mess, and it kind of becomes a joke going by every single one of them and just throwing your stuff on every table that you see.
5 minutes.
What's that?
I am so sorry. My son just walked in the room. I'm so sorry. Yes, I am listening to you, John. I am not multitasking and listening to my 11-year-old. Keep going, John. Keep going.
Yeah, so I kind of get what they're going for because it is kind of a mess. But I don't know if I agree with putting it in the Sheraton.
Well, I think and literally those of us as track directors have kind of had that question because the issue there is certain tracks go over to the Sheraton, certain tracks don't. But for those who are involved with a track, you're probably going to be able to work with the track to figure out whether or not you can put out your flyers. So I think that's the big thing. But this is a big deal. It's coming up a lot. People have already made their flyers or had questions about them, so we're working it out.
Okay. Yeah, and it would have been nice to have a little more advanced warning, too, if you were somebody that printed 2,000 flyers or something.
Yeah, and that has been very much given to the powers that be. So, yeah.
Anyway.
All right, but talking about people that might have flyers that have absolutely nothing to do with paper, but all right, I cannot make a segue to this, but I want to introduce.
Okay. I was just going to say, why don't you introduce our guest?
I was trying to figure out a flyer segue and it wasn't going to work. But I want to introduce Derek, who is with the Dark Fantasies track. Derek and I kind of became directors about the same time. And Derek and I are really good friends, and I want to say hi. Hey, Derek, how are you?
Hey.
I'm
doing all right.
He is doing great. Derek is the track director for Dark Fantasy, which he looks at me very funny because I was like, dude, all my panels end at 11:30. And Derek goes, dude, my panels are just really getting started at 11:30. So what does Dark Fantasy mean, Derek? Because I'm very confused. Even Lee is very confused.
Well, the track actually started off as a more straightforward goth track several years ago, but I've always known a lot of writers, and we started incorporating a lot of urban fantasy type material as well as horror, and it basically everyone decided that calling it a goth track was not really that accurate anymore. So we decided to pick the name Dark Fantasy. The reason I wanted Dark Fantasy instead of something like, say, horror is because we actually cover other things. I mean, we do cover some horror programming, but we don't just cover horror programming. I thought that Dark Fantasy was a little bit of a little bit more descriptive, I guess. Of course, it also leads to people not really wondering, not really knowing what the track is, too. So that's a little bit of an issue sometimes, but that's sort of the short end of it. So
well, and you've really expanded, too. I mean, you hit some other things that maybe people go, oh, I would have thought that would have been in X or another track. Right?
Yeah, That is true. That's been an ongoing thing, is how to narrow things down a little bit. But it is what it is. You know, if you like the dark side of popular culture, as we call it, then you'll probably find something you'll like on our track. So
what kind of? Well, let me just ask: what kind of panels do you have there? I mean, what are some of the names of the panels that you have?
Well, this year we're pretty happy. We've got a True Blood presence. I think True Blood, the TV series, is one of the better multimedia things to come along, because when people ask me what kind of stuff our track covers, I can kind of gesture towards that.
Oh, that's awesome.
And people sort of get it, because if you watch the show, you'll see it has elements of horror, but it also has elements of you know, other things as well. And kind of like the track, it's kind of like a hodgepodge of different elements, I guess. So
that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Now, are you doing just the True Blood show, or do you bring the author in as well?
Well, now,
or is
Charlaine
she on
Harris,
author track?
Charlaine Harris was actually in attendance last year. She's not going to be here this year. However, she is one of the nicest people I have ever met.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's not coming this year, but, you know, I certainly would look forward to seeing her anytime. You know, if okay. I had that power, yeah. So
every time possible, right? Yeah. We're all like that. We love our guests so much, so much.
Let me,
yeah, but you've got, what, three True Bloods or two?
Actually, we have three panels with the actors. We have an additional panel sort of looking at the differences between the TV series and the novel series that it's based on. So.
Oh, very cool. I'm sorry, John, I jumped in on you.
Well, actually, I have a follow-up question anyway. It's an entire series. I didn't know this. I didn't know it was a... I thought it was a book. I didn't know it was an entire series. So, okay.
Charlene Harris is... Derek, what is it? Four books now? Five books?
No,
or am
actually,
I
think it's... Oh, no. Let's see here. I'm thinking it's up to like 10 now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah. as we count. Here we go.
Yeah, I think she's 10 books in with a short story collection.
Very good. So that's awesome. Yeah. It's not just one book, John. No. And that's been, that's actually something that comes up with a lot of tracks, is that it's not always just the one book. It's sometimes the whole series is being put into a series, even though they only say X. And so, always becomes a question. So,
Let me jump back a little bit, ask you, how did you become involved in Dragon? When was your first Dragon Con, and then how did you become a track director? Was it the same year? Was it, did you go a couple of years?
Yeah, it was 2005, I believe. 2005. Basically, the chairman of the convention had heard good things about me and asked me if I wanted to do it. I've always had a good rapport with authors and musicians, and I think that had an impact on why he wanted to ask me, because I was well known and well liked by many of the talent that I associated with.
Cool. And so that was also your first Dragon Con as well, was 2005?
Oh, no, I've been attending since probably about 1995, 96, somewhere in there. Yeah, I've been going there for many years.
Oh, wow, so you're like a 15-year-er then.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Wow, that's somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Well, Derek, that means you and I kind of started at the same time. So now I got a question. Did you start kind of like I did, which is the first couple of years, 1 or 2 years, you were like, I'm just here. I'm just kind of wandering around, seeing what's going on. And then afterwards it was like, I could help out. Is that how it happened for you, or is that just me? Because I'm a weirdo.
Well, it's sort of funny because back when I was attending, I would make sure that I went to every vampire panel I could go to that was scheduled. I would try to get out to every horror fiction panel that was scheduled. So at first when I was asked if I wanted to do this, I had a little bit of reluctance because I thought, well, then I would miss other things, but then it occurred to me I'd be scheduling the things that I would watch anyway. At the end of the day, I was asked to do it, and I accepted it, so.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Yeah. And did you always want to kind of do that kind of dark fantasy thing, or was it you were looking at some other things, too? How I became an X-Track was that I was spending all my time in X-Track. It made sense for me to volunteer, so I didn't know, how did you get into it?
It was a fairly new track. It was run previously by a British author named Storm Constantine. But the following year she wasn't back for whatever reason, and the powers that be needed a director, and they heard about me and they wanted to give me a shot. So here I am today.
And you've been here for, is this your fifth year or sixth year? Around that?
Six years, actually.
Oh, wow. That's hard to believe. Now, where are you located?
You think it's hard to believe.
I know. So I look back and I go, really? Seriously? No. Located.
Where's your track room?
It's in the Hyatt in Montreal, Vancouver room. I'm a little concerned about the renovations going on because I'm never at a loss for an audience. If people want to see it bad enough, they'll come down there. So, I seem to have stuff people want to see. So
yeah. Ooh, Derek, I hadn't brought that up yet. So we just found out at this last director's meeting, and Derek can jump in here, that the Hyatt is totally renovating their lobby right before Dragon Con. Derek, go for it.
But I was under the impression that they should have most of it, if not all of it, done. Isn't that correct?
That was my understanding, is they're like starting the Saturday or Sunday before, and they're supposed to finish up Wednesday. If you've ever done any renovation, add one day to that. on either side. Yeah, so supposedly they will be done before we're all getting there, but that tile that you've been walking through in the Hyatt on the floor is going to be carpet now, which is kind of interesting. So that'll be interesting. But the good renovation, because I actually walked it this weekend. Did you walk it between the Hyatt and the Marriott? I had to. I was desperate to know. There is actually now a skyway between the Hyatt and the Marriott. So you can actually not see the day ball for those of us that, those of you all, I like the day ball, but those of you all that hate the day ball, also those of you that hate those awful, awful stairs that you have to go down at the Hyatt on the pool level all the way down. There's actually a very nice walkway now between the Hyatt and the Marriott, and you're going to be able to walk in air-conditioned comfort, which is awesome.
So it's like Geek Vegas then.
It is totally Geek Vegas. You can go through three hotels and never see the day ball.
Wow.
Never, ever have the day ball really, really hit you.
Yeah.
It is totally Vegas. It's totally good.
But I am curious about their timing on that. Now that you say that, though, is that why would you put the carpet down now, right before? Because there's going to be so many people there. Why don't put it down after the people are there? And then...
I got to say, and Derek might be able to jump in on this too, but a couple of years ago, another hotel that we spend a great deal of time in decided to renovate and put down brand new carpet right before Dragon Con, to which the powers that be at Dragon Con went, dudes, are y'all serious? Don't you want to wait until after 35,000 people have been there? And the answer was, no, we want it to look pretty for you.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to look pretty afterwards, though.
Yeah, I know. Don't ask me. I don't know. But I mean, and we've said this on other podcasts, but it's really funny is that the skywalk between the Hyatt and the Marriott is being called the Dragon Con Skywalk by staff, which is kind of awesome. It's kind of awesome.
By their staff, right?
By their staff, yeah. But by the Hyatt staff, they are calling it the Dragon Con Skywalk. Which is kind of awesome.
Well, let's get back on Derek again.
I'm sorry. Get back on Derek, because we were talking about other Dragon Con stuff. Sorry. Welcome to the Unique Geek.
I'll ask Lee's question, which is... what do you have this year that you're really, really looking forward to on your track? What are a couple of the highlights of your track this year?
Well, you know, one of the cool things is that my longtime friend Cheryl Lynn Kenyon is the literary guest of honor this year. So, in a way, I almost feel that's a milestone. Seeing somebody who, you know, I've known, I actually knew her for 4 or 5 years before I began working for Dragon Con, and it's just sort of neat to see somebody who I've known that long actually become the literary guest of honor this year. So definitely that. Of course, looking forward to the True Blood actors. There's not really a lot of TV shows I watch, but I do watch True Blood, and so it'll be neat to actually see actors who I'm, you know, familiar with their current work. Also, Paul Wesley from Vampire Diaries, which is a show I actually highly recommend. I think a lot of people kind of overlooked it, but it's actually developed into an interesting show. And we have a bunch of authors. You know, I really could start running down names. To be really honest, I would feel bad if I left somebody out. You know, but we've got a diverse array. You know, we have Mike Mignola, legendary comic artist. He'll be stopping in for a couple of panels.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know.
Oh, that's really cool. Oh, yeah,
he's a nice guy, too. He likes stuff I like, so we've always gotten along well.
Always good.
Yeah, and of course we have music programming. Kind of got a Crew Shadows panel, you know, Dragon Con favorites, you know. So, like I say, it's a melange of different stuff. So if it sounds interesting, come on down by all means.
Cool.
Well, and actually, all right. Now I got slapped this weekend. Hold on a second. Because I said Crux Shadows, and somebody was like, no, it is Crew Shadows.
Oh, a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There was an X. I'm a bad person. So what bands, I mean, now your programming starts at different times. Because you guys, like, don't like the day ball like I do. So,
Oh no. Actually, most of our programming ends at 11 o'clock so we can get out and
see
the
band. Does it really? So yeah, you can go ahead and see the bands. Oh, okay. So, but then you go to the band stuff. All right. So that's very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, do keep in mind that's a completely different area. That that's not our track, but we like that stuff, so we'll go watch the bands. So.
Yeah, and very honestly, bands, if you're listening, do not email Derek and ask how you become a band at Dragon Con. There's a totally separate process from Dark Fantasy. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
Because that's always one of, I know you and I have talked about that because I get the same thing sometimes on other things of people like, well, I want to do, and it's like, yeah, I don't do that. So we're clarifying our roles as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Always.
And I know that's not part of your track, but is Green Goblin Project still playing this year or no?
Yeah, they're on the website as far as I know they are. Okay. Now they're not scheduled for any of my panels, but you know, I do know that they as far as I know they'll be performing. They're on the website still, so.
Okay.
Okay.
I had them at the con that years ago now at this point, and they're very, very good and very, very interesting. They're very nice. You know, that's a thing, and I'm sure that you get this a lot too, Derek, is that the dark fantasy, the horror, those folks, they look really scary, but they also are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. They're the most friendly people in the world. And, you know, so, you know, the folks from Green Goblin Project, they kind of look a little scary and a little edgy, if you will. But they're so incredibly nice. So, you know, it's kind of like that dichotomy. Everyone's afraid of what they don't know type thing.
Of course, at Dragon Con, they tend to blend into a crowd, so it's not as difficult, not as easy to find people who will like be shocked, you know. So.
Well, and I have to say, I'm an old mom. Because I go to bed around 11:30 or 12, unless John, like, you know, meets me somewhere with a Cosmo and then takes me somewhere else. But, John, that's a hint.
That sounds inappropriate, too.
I'm just saying that was a big hint, John. But I'm just saying that, you know, there's a lot of programming that goes on after dark that I'm, like, in bed and asleep for, so I don't know. And the bands are going on. There's a drum circle. The drum circle is usually in the Hyatt, but there are bands going on all over. Sheraton, Hyatt, Hilton, I think even the Marriott has a couple too at night. Is that correct?
I'm not certain anymore, actually.
No, I'm not certain. Really, I know. Honest. I'm going to have to go check. Eck. I'm sorry, what? We're talking over each other. Keep going.
Okay, oh. I will go then.
Okay, John, you go.
I was just going to ask you, well, so we know that you've given us some highlights of your track, and now I'm taking another one of Lee's questions. What would you like to see, if you could get out of your room magically, somehow get out of your track room, what would you like to see is there anybody that you'd like to see this year that is not in your track, maybe in press media or whatever?
Actually, I would like to try and get over and see Brandon Routh because I actually really like that Scott Pilgrim movie he was in. So,
awesome.
I'd like to, you know, there's no way I could. Well, actually, he's the star of Dylan Dog, which is a famous Italian horror comic book. But you know,
is he really?
Oh yeah. Have you ever seen that movie Cemetery Man with Rupert Everett?
No, but I will now put it on my list to see. Yes.
Oh, I was going to say Cemetery Man was kind of sort of based on the same comic series that Dylan Dog is. Although fans will probably argue with me about that.
The fans will argue with all of us. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but I can't justify putting everything on my track. So, but I would like to get out and see him if possible. So.
Okay. Well, and I got to say, it was really funny because I was talking to somebody because he's been in Chuck. He's been in the shows you're talking about. And then I think a lot of people know him because he was in the reboot of Superman. And people were like, yeah, yeah, he was the best part of the reboot. And I'm like, oh, really? Because
no,
I haven't seen it. And people are like, no, no, you haven't seen it. I'm like, no, actually, I haven't. I'm old and I'm tired and I love Christopher Reeve, so I haven't seen it. And it's nothing against him, but it was that. So, yeah. Now, did you ever, I asked this. This is a personal question, so you can tell me no comment. Like, did you grow up with Star Trek or Star Wars? Are there any of those that you're looking at going, ooh, awesome?
You know, I was a big Star Wars fan when I was a kid, like I think everybody who was born in the 70s was. You know, I mean,
awesome.
certainly nothing against those things, but they just don't really have any resonance with me. And weirdly enough, though, it kind of, at the same time, I don't have this dislike of the prequels that many people do, simply because I don't feel like, it ruined something important to me. You know, I mean, it's like, mm-hmm. I'm certainly of the mind, if you enjoy it and it adds something to your life, then it's of worth, you know. And, you know, honestly, strangely enough, I haven't really seen a lot of Star Trek either, although I did love the reboot movie.
The reboot was awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my son, at least at some point this year, is going to go as the reboot Captain Kirk. And I just keep saying to my husband very quietly away from my son, he has to go as the whore of the galaxy. To which my husband's like, yeah, try not to think about that. So it's awesome. So that's all right. So we're good on that. But yeah, whatever. He loved Kirk in the reboot. He thought he was awesome. So, all right. So now the other question for you is how do you end your track? Because John will make fun of me. Because we all end on Monday, but John makes fun of me that I make our friends end my track for me. And so how do you end your track?
Well, you know, I've tried to have a track wrap up for years, but it basically devolved into people coming by and telling me what I did wrong. of course, one of the all-time greatest complaints was that I had run a Frankenstein panel, and somebody told me that I didn't need to be having Frankenstein stuff on my track. I don't know where that came from, but...
Yeah, awesome.
But this year, doing things a little differently, I only, you know, have this one panel. It's about new wave music. Now, the reason I have this is every year, the day after Dragon Con, me and Rogue from Crew Shadows wind up sitting around talking about how much we like new wave music from the 80s. And this year, I'd realized I had to have something on Monday, and I know that Rogue's going to draw an audience anyways.
Yes.
So I thought, hey, I'll just make that a panel.
Oh, awesome. That's a great idea. I love that.
Welcome to How Old Our Podcast
Is. Finale.
Oh, my God. So you guys are basically going to talk about new wave music for an hour at the end, like at 2:30?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
That's cool. Let me ask you another question real quick.
Whoops. Okay. I got out of order. It's my fault.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. And that is if you could have anybody alive or dead for your track. We'll give you three people. If you could have three people for your track, alive or dead, doesn't matter. They would, unless you want them to arrive dead, they could arrive alive. Who would they be?
Well, number one is someone who has been coming for several years now, actually, Chelsea Quinn Yarbrough, my favorite writer.
What does she write?
She's best known for her series based around the Count Saint Germain. It's a vampire series that started in the 1970s and is still going on to this day. It's my personal favorite vampire series. She was instrumental in creating the whole idea of ethical heroic vampires. You know, she might not be as well known today, but, you know, I love her work and it's so influential that it's great just to have her there. I hate to play favorites, but, you know, I do love her work. Now, as far as somebody who is dead, well,
or somebody you.
Say, I'm going to vary it up a little bit. You know?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's see here. As far as dead, I mean, there's so many people you could pick from. You know, I mean, I like Lovecraft, but I don't think he would do well at Dragon Con. I think he would hide in his room.
Yeah, too many people. Too many people for HP, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, he would be traumatized. You know, of course, I met, tough call. I mean, I guess I could go the simple route and say Bram Stoker. I don't know. He was a theater manager, so he probably would get along just dandy with people. As far as someone living, you know, interestingly enough, I'd like to see Anne Rice. You know, people think she's turned her back on the whole genre, but it's not that. She just doesn't write it anymore. She's still a fan.
Yeah.
And I'd love to, you know, I've met her several times, and I would like to have her, actually. That would be kind of interesting. But I don't know. There's a lot of people. And sad to say, it goes back to the whole, if I start listing names, I feel like I would be overlooking somebody, and I'd feel bad about it later. So, you know, Guillermo del Toro, there's somebody I'd like to have on the
track. Oh, yeah.
Guillermo del Toro,
awesome.
Man, to talk about Pan's Labyrinth, that would be awesome. Actually, it's kind of interesting. I was wondering, I kind of had it in the back of my mind. I was like, is he going to say Anne Rice? I am curious. Because
yes,
I was wondering if he would say that. Because I think a lot of people in our generation got started into a little more of this genre with that. You know, reading those and going, ooh, that's interesting. And then reading more and more and more outside of Anne Rice. And so, yeah, I was wondering if you were, because I was like, I didn't realize she wasn't writing anymore, though. I mean, I know she had taken a break for a while, but.
No, she's not writing vampire and witch and ghost fiction. She, she's writing books with a strong spiritual bent. Yeah, she is kind of in an interesting spiritual place right now. Writing things that kind of are relevant to her now. And you know, I definitely support that. A lot of people did not, but I think I'd much rather read a good book by an author. I'd rather read a book about something that might not be my cup of tea, but is obviously the author obviously feels passionate about it than cranking one out for them vampire people, you know. So,
yeah, our friend calls her latest stuff thinly veiled Jesus porn. So,
oh Lord, help us.
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay,
anyway, so
I'm so not going there with you. I am Mr. Vidal.
She's effectively writing a fictional biography of Jesus.
Yeah.
So,
is she really? I have not read her in years, and that's no disrespect to her. I just haven't. So that's very interesting. It's very interesting. So very cool. So
yeah.
Can you believe it's 9 days? I can't.
I can't. That's very hard to believe.
Very hard to believe. It's like, no, wait, seriously? And actually, now, what time are you starting on Friday? Because everybody's starting at different times.
Well, you know, actually, it turns out I'm starting at 10 a.m. in the morning on Friday because they wanted they wanted the first True Blood panel to be the convention kickoff, which, no pressure there.
No pressure there. And I got to say, honestly, I follow you seriously at 11:30. I have an 11:30.
Yeah,
I'm going to be wide awake. Let me explain, not the case, but I'm going to try to be. Because I will work at it, because that's what we do.
Is that True Blood panel, at least tentatively, scheduled? Is it a big room one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, so
yeah. Hyatt or the Marriott? Which one?
Hyatt.
So he's in the Centennial Ballrooms.
Oh, okay, cool.
Tentatively. Yeah, and I am, if you want to see Warehouse 13 at 11:30, I am in the Regency, so that'll be awesome.
So you are in a big room right after that, then?
I am in a big room right. I'm in Regency. I'm in the Regency 6 and 7, which is about 3/4 of the size of the room he's in. Yeah,
I believe they call that main 13. Programming. Right?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I said I believe they call that main programming, right?
They do call that main programming because dear God in heaven. So.
All right. Well, hey, Derek. Just to give everyone a quick wrap up here. Where's your room? Your main track room is where again?
It's in the Hyatt in Montreal, Vancouver, and Cairo rooms. I do some side programming at night too. So, but they're all right. They're all right next to each other. But it's in the Hyatt. You can always ask for directions if you get lost. I'm sure the concierge would be glad to help you.
And actually, just follow the people wearing a lot of black. There's no, I'm joking. I'm joking.
There would be
a lot of people.
Who knows where you'll show up?
I was going to say, there would be a lot of people there. Yeah. Black. Oops. Also,
I wear a lot of black at cons, so it's okay. It's a good color on me.
You could wind up following Widge everywhere.
oh, God, they'll follow Widge everywhere.
What was I going to say? Do you have any a website or a Twitter account or anything like that that you'd like to promote?
It's actually a blog. Let me find what it is. It's sorry, my system, my computer system is running a bit on the slow side. So,
I can also say you're on www.dragoncon.org, and if you go to the Fandom Tracks and find Dark Fantasy, if I am correct, you're totally listed there as well.
Yeah. By the way, that's darkfantasytrack.blogspot.com.
There you go.
Darkfantasytrack.blogspot.com. And as always, listeners, if you're driving and you're listening to this, you can go to the post where this is in over at the Unique Geek, and I'll have links to the sites we mentioned and whatnot. So,
because he's a very nice person.
Yes, that's me. Yes, that's me. Derek, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day, and especially during this ramp up to Dragon Con to... sit and talk with us for a few moments. We appreciate your time.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
No problem.
This is awesome, and I will see you in 9 days. Actually, I will see you in 8 days, because you and I will be running around on Tuesday getting our rooms and everything set up. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So that'll be good. So, all right. So, awesome. Thank you, Derek.
Oh, thank you.
All right, folks, and until Dragon Con, peace.
Peace out.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG, or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter, @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.